You know, there's a lot of good things in either culture. Not all things are good. A lot of things are bad, and more is going bad. But there's still some good things. And if you pull together with that, under some common ground, you can go a long way. You could do a lot of things to improve. You got to recognize there's a common need somewhere. There's a common ground that we need to get on that common ground. What is the common ground, you know? Where is it at? How can we get together on it? There's common ground and there's middle ground. And common ground is that, like that situation I told you about my brother and his friend. There was something in common that they had that brought them together and with my mother. I've seen it in different situations. You see it in natural tragedies when something happens, a tornado or something, people start pulling together, helping each other, because there's something in common there. When that's over with, then they separate again. But common ground is one thing that'll bring together people together temporarily. The other thing is the middle ground. And the middle ground is where everything becomes equal and everything is neutral. And one of the two of the places that I know where there should be a middle ground and there isn't is in education and in churches. Yeah, if you go back home, you got Indian churches and white churches, Indian Presbyterians, white Presbyterians, white Baptists, Indian Baptists, and they're separate. So there's no common ground there. And education, as long as education continues in the way it is, there's not going to be a common ground. But those are the two natural places where there should be middle ground, and it's not happening.